You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:15pm with Stuart Beasley, Mick Norton and Sean Quinn in the studio. We've got a good day to look forward to at Newbury. It's Lockinge Day there. We've also got good racing from Newmarket. There's racing on the turf at Thirsk and jumping at Bangor in the afternoon. And into the evening we've got racing on the turf at Doncaster and at National Hunt Racing from Uttoxeter. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ollie Pimlott. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, somewhat fragile, Mark, after a day at the Dante meeting yesterday, but yeah, not too bad, mate.
Yeah, must have enjoyed it, that York. It was a pretty good day, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good day's racing. Few upsets on the card. I think the only favourite went in was the Godolphin Horse and the Maiden. But yeah, it was really good racing, a really good Derby trial as well.
Yeah, we'll start with a quick look back at the Dante. Won by Golden Horn in a John Gosden 1-2 with Jack Hobbs in second, Elm Park back in third, and those three pulled a mile clear of the rest. I suppose you'd look at it and say that's the best Derby trial we've had. But the question is, whether Golden Horn, the winner of the race, even goes to the Derby?
Yeah, I know he needs to be supplemented to go, but surely after yesterday's performance, he has to go. It was a really impressive performance, the best Derby trial we've seen yet. And the three protagonists in the betting pool, clear Golden Horn from Elm Park, who looks certainty to go well in the St. Ledger, doesn't he? He's crying out for a trip, yeah. Elm Park, and a little bit of a cut in the ground, maybe a little bit quick for him yesterday. So he looks... If you're looking even further ahead, then Elm Park certainly looks a St. Ledger type. And in second, you had the ever-improving Jack Hobbs, who did hold his head somewhat awkwardly for Frankie, but he pulled three lengths clear of two very good horses yesterday, Golden Horn. You'd be very, very surprised if John Gosden doesn't supplement him, because you'd have to say, you know, it is the biggest race in the world, probably the Investec Derby, certainly in terms of making a stallion. So I'd be very surprised if they bypass that now. I feel somewhat let down by a stage race, Mark, because I thought we'd have a real superstar come out of it. He was very impressive, Golden Horn, but I'd like to have seen John F. Kennedy or Old Man River or something like that run a little bit better. But the three protagonists pulled clear. I'm still not sure it's going to be a great Derby, though.
Yeah, I suppose that is the question. Without being a superstar, like you say, Jack Hobbs in there, who started life in a Wolverhampton maiden and isn't really bred for the Derby. You've got Golden Horn, who's improved with every run, but still not real superstar. I suppose Elm Park kind of would fit that criteria with his breeding and the fact that he was a really good two-year-old.
Yeah, as I say, Elm Park went the traditional route. We went maiden, conditions listed, group race, and then, of course, won the Racing Post Trophy last year. But he looks like a stayer to me, Mark. Mm. I walked the track yesterday, and it was in perfect condition, like a carpet. So he definitely improved for a bit of cut. He just looks more of a St. Ledger type to me. I have a question mark whether Jack Hobbs will handle Epsom and its undulations.
He's still a big baby, isn't he?
He looks a big baby. He handled his head pretty awkwardly. Whether he'll handle the dip and the undulations at Epsom will be a big question mark for me. So, you know, the standout form was Golden Horn. You'd have to think. I think with a run, are we around about 7-4?
Yeah, I'll go through the betting. 7-4 with a run for Golden Horn. Elm Park is 5s. Joint second favourite with Jack Hobbs. 6-1 for Zorak. Giovanni Canaletto is 10s. 14s for Grey Lion, Hans Holbein and Highland Reel. And 20s are bigger for the others.
Yeah, Zorak, the Weld horse, he stands out now at that sort of price. But there's a big question mark on pedigree whether he will stay the trip. Giovanni Canaletto, he's been the talking horse from Ballydoyle all year, but he had a setback, was due to go to Chester and didn't turn up.
Yeah.
Not very often you see a Derby winner first time out during a season, so again, there's a big question mark over him. Everything seems to point towards Golden Horn. There's no problem staying the trip, you wouldn't have thought. He cruised into the race yesterday. And, you know, there's question marks about the second two in the betting. Jack Hobbs, yeah. For me, I'm not sure he'll handle Epsom. And Elm Park looks like a thorough stayer, more a St. Ledger type than a Derby horse. So with a run, 7-4 seems a very fair price.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep our eye on that and see if he is supplemented for the Derby. In terms of other winners at York on Thursday, anything else to add to you?
Yeah, I had a big word for the Godolphin winner in the Maiden. Certainly one to keep an eye on. I know they thought he was a lot better than the horse that won at Chelmsford on Tuesday night, and that bolted in. Mm. A lot of Charlie Appleby's are coming on for the run. So definitely one for the notebooks. All the Godolphin horses this year, especially not so much Sybin Soros, but Charlie Appleby's, all seem to be coming on for that run. So keep a mark in your notebook. You see an eye-catching Godolphin, Charlie Appleby, first time, you know, fourth of six in a maiden, didn't really stand out, but they are improving massively from first to second run. So a lot of Charlie Appleby's, probably more in the future than anything. If you see a Godolphin horse from his stable, second time out, keep an eye on it, because they're improving dramatically from their first to second run is 2-year-olds.
Okay, good point. Let's move on anyway. Let's look at Saturday's action. More good stuff to come as well with a real good card at Newbury. There's the Group 1 Locking Stakes, the feature race on their card. We're going to look at four races there, and we'll get Ollie's thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We're going to start in the 2 o'clock at Newbury, which is the Al Ryan Stakes, which was the Aston Park. It's a listed race over a mile and a half. It's for 4-year-olds and older. We've got a field of eight here. Spin through the betting. Telescope, 8 to 11 at the top of the market, 11 to 2 for Elite Army, 8 to 1 for Gatewood, 12 to 1 for Scotland and Winshire, and 14s or bigger for the others. We'll start with Telescope here, Ollie. He's obviously got good form in the book, running some good races in the past, but he doesn't win enough for me.
No, he's been somewhat of a talking horse, Telescope, hasn't he? He always knocks on the door but doesn't win that often, Mark. But tomorrow, for me, he'd be my nap of the day. Standout, Telescope, tomorrow. On the official ratings, he's £10 clear of the rest. He came up just short in a battle for the line with Second Step in a Group 2 at Newmarket just a fortnight ago, so he'll strip a lot fitter for that. And in my opinion, it's not often you can criticise Ryan Moore, but I think Ryan certainly went for home too early that day. As I say, he'll strip a lot fitter for that, and on official ratings and at the weights, he is miles clear. I mean, Dubday has a £3 penalty for his group success. He's Qatar-based now, and he was beaten six lengths by Brown Panther at Maidan in March. He's probably the one to stick it to him. But in terms of nap material tomorrow, I know he's short 8 to 11, but really can't see Telescope getting beat. As I say, Ryan Moore, if he rode the race again at Newmarket just a fortnight ago, I think he'd have come a little bit later. He travelled very much like the winner and just got maybe just done for fitness by Second Step. At the weights, he's well in, at least £10 well in with the rest of these. He'd be my idea of tomorrow's banker.
Big drop in class for him as well. I think it's the first time he's ever run in a listed race.
Yeah,
he's always been.
They've always held him in very high regard. First time in a listed race. As I say, he was just touched off in a Group 2 a couple of weeks ago, but I think he was the moral winner that day. So Telescope, for me, will be nap material tomorrow. I think 8 to 11 is fair enough price, to be honest.
OK, strong vote for Telescope there, then. The 2.35 at Newbury is the second race we look at. This is the Tornado Carnarvon Stakes, which is a listed race of six furlongs. We've got three-year-old sprinters in action here. The market headed by 4-1 joint favourites in the shape of Salt Island and Wadi. Ade's 6-1, 8-1 for Elysian Flyer, Jungle Cat is 10s, 12s for Alan Amirati and Wet Sail, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Open, tricky race.
Yeah, very tricky. Salt Island Wadi, your front two in the betting, they were impressive winners of handicaps last month. While the unbeaten Elysian Flyer, he also steps up in class, having come out the best of a match race at Salisbury in October. But the one for me with a proven form is Jungle Cat, Mark. He'd be the one to look at. He didn't really look to stay seven furlongs last time out at Newmarket on his rear appearance. He'll strip fitter for that run. He's got leading claims on last year's best form in group class sprints. He was only defeated a nose in the Gym Crack, whose form has been advertised well since. So Jungle Cat for me for the in-form team of Charlie Appleby and James Doyle.
Yeah, and you've already mentioned that they come on for a run this
season.
Yeah, so.
And I don't think he stayed seven furlongs on his reappearance. He'll certainly strip fitter for that. And he's got some really good form behind the likes of the Wow Signal. He was one of the better two-year-olds last year. He just ran some really good horses. Dropping back in class to a listed event tomorrow, back to six furlongs, I think he'll give a good run for your money and get a pretty decent price.
Into a handicap company for the 3.10 at Newbury, a good handicap as well. It's the London Gold Cup, a Class 2 event over a mile and a quarter. This one also for the three-year-olds, and Dissolution is the 4-1 favourite. 5-1 for Time Test, Space Age 13-2, 8-1 for Gibeon, 9s for Mohatem, and Dutch Uncle, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you recommend in there?
Well, you can see why Dissolution's favourite. Sir Michael Stout won the race last year with Cannock Chase, who we've already seen, to good effect this season. He finished ahead of Mahata when scoring at Newmarket under Ryan Moore on his return, did the favourite Dissolution. Ryan Moore, I don't think, can do the weight today, 8 stone 3, obviously, so Andrea Rezzini, very capable pilot, takes over. Time Test is up in trip, that should suit him. Gibeon was well beaten on the previous start, over a mile and two, over today's trip. King of Normandy's recent win came over a mile, steps up in trip. But the one I'm going to go with, who's another one, just going up a couple of furlongs, is Azraf. He only bumped into the Progressive Mama's Boy last time at Newmarket. Up 2 furlongs in distance, should suit perfectly on pedigree. He looks a progressive one in the race. Could well be a good day for James Doyle. So Azraf, for me, represents decent value for Marco Botti in the 3.10.
Azraf for Ollie there then. The big race of the day is the 3.45 at Newbury. It's the Al Shakab Lockinge Stakes. It's the next instalment on the British Champions Series, a Group 1 contest over a mile. You look through the list of winners in this race. You've got the likes of Paco Boy, Camford Cliffs, Frankel, Farr, Olympic Glory won it last year for Richard Hannan. And Richard Hannan has a pretty good hand in this year's renewal as well. He's got the market leader in Knight of Thunder, who's 5-2. He's also got Tormore, who's a 9-1 shot. I'll just spin through the betting in full. Knight of Thunder is 5-2. 5-1 for Integral, Custom Cut 8, 9 for Tormore. Here Comes When 12s, Muharib is 14s with Tullius, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. It's also the biggest field they've ever had in this race, Ollie, so nice competitive stuff here.
Yeah, 18 to choose from. Unfortunately, it's not a handicap, so you just get your place 1, 2, 3, but I think you've got a very worthy favourite and somewhat underrated Knight of Thunder. Won the 2,000 guineas from 2 very good horses. Admittedly, was probably drawn in the right position that day, but he did advertise that form very well since. He was only just touched off an unlucky runner-up, you'd argue, in the QE2 at Ascot in October. That was ahead of his stablemate Tormore. I think he represents great value in this race at 5-2. I think we're best priced here at William Hill. The Hannan Yard won this with Olympic Glory last year. They know what it takes to win it. On pedigree, you'd argue, will he train on from 3-4? But as I say, he was a very underrated 3-year-old. I think he should improve from 3-4. See him in the flesh. He's a big colt. And at 5-2, he's head and shoulders on form above the rest of these. I just don't think he's a sexy horse, Mark. We talked about the horse in the 2 o'clock, didn't we? Who, in my opinion, has been overrated in his time. This is one who's somewhat gone under the radar. He's a Guineas winner, and yet you're getting 5-2 in a field, well, a big field, admittedly. But they shouldn't be really fit to race his boots. So at 5-2, Knight of Thunder, I think he's excellent value tomorrow.
Yeah, I get what you're saying as well about him not being a sexy horse, if you like, because it was 40-1 for the Guineas, and obviously people judge that as a shock, but his form since then is pretty solid, isn't it?
It's held up. As I say, you contrast that with Telescope, who seems to go off favourite on every start he makes. He's a Guineas winner, not a fortunate Guineas winner either, from 2 very good horses. He had a Derby winner back in 3rd in the form of Australia, and he was very narrowly touched up in the QE2 at Ascot in October ahead of Tormore.
Yeah.
He's far and away head and shoulders above the rest in terms of form, provided he's trained on from 3-4. We do have a change of colours here. Now runs in the Godolphin blue, but still with the same Hannan stable. James Doyle, we've already mentioned 2 of his mounts on the card, but I think he could make it a quick treble. So
yeah.
Knight of Thunder, I think for me, in terms of form, he's not a sexy horse, but he's very much underrated, and I think he's a very fair favourite at 5-2.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary, Ollie, if you wouldn't mind, before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Saturday one more time.
Selections for Saturday are as follows. At 2 o'clock, I'm going to go with Telescope. In the 2.35 at Newbury, I'm going to go for Godolphin, Charlie Appleby and James Doyle, Jungle Cat. In the 3.10, I'm going to go for Marco Botti's Azraf. And in the 3.45, best bet of the day for me is Knight of Thunder.
Superb stuff. Thank you very much, Ollie. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Let's hope so.
There you go, the thoughts of Ollie Pimlott on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:15 p.m. It'll be Stuart Beasley, Mick Norton and Sean Quinn in the studio for a good Saturday of racing as well. It's Lockinge Day at Newbury. We've also got good racing at Newmarket. There's racing on the turf at Thirsk and jumping from Bangor in the afternoon. And then into the evening, we've got Doncaster and Uttoxeter to provide the action there. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.